good morning and grace and peace to you. We're on day 6 of our 7-day journey of praying with the Psalms. And I'll be honest, as we prepare to pray today's psalm, I've found it very difficult to discern which psalm for us to pray together. Choosing 7 out of 150 gifts of the word of the Lord to us is challenging. But I believe that we have allowed the Psalms to continue to enter us. As we enter them, as we pray things that make sense and things even that are beyond us. So today we're praying what I've heard is a favorite psalm of many. It's Psalm 139. It's a psalm of David. And it's a psalm that speaks of how known and loved and valued you and I are. So I'll pray the words of the psalm, again, personalizing them, making my own and our own. And then I'm going to read the prayer and pray the prayer that was inspired by it in Endless Grace, Psalm 139, known by you. And that's on page 209. Then I look forward to sharing with you tomorrow as we complete our praying with the Psalms. So let's begin to pray with Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in. Behind and before, you have laid your hand on me. And such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Lord, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. So I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. And when I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay, silence the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Lord, your adversaries misuse your name. Lord, my heart hates and resists those who hate and resist you, O Lord. I resist those who rise up against you. My own soul, at times, I say, is filled with hatred for them. But I recognize your love at work in me. But I'm honest with you, Lord. I do count them when it comes to following you as enemies, as those distracting and pressing against your will. But I turn toward them in love, as you said. And in doing so, I heap burning coals on their head by following your way, Jesus, loving them in your name. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now we pray Psalm 139, known by you. Lord, may I take comfort in the knowledge that I am known by you. My rest, rising, ruminations are known by you. My direction and digressions are known by you. My pondering and pontificating are known by you. I am encircled, enveloped, embraced, lost in wonder at the thought that I am loved by you, seen by you. You are with me in my wandering, my hiding, my fear, my denial. You follow me to the ends of the earth, the deepest hell, the highest heaven, the gates of paradise, the paths of the dead. You find me on the dawn's horizon, in the sea's watery grave. When I am lost in darkness, when my sight fails me, I am led by your unseen hand. If you are with me, who can stand against me? Do you not see all things, know all things? Are your eyes not eyes of fire, piercing through the deepest dark? My body was woven and spun by the breath of God, cell upon cell, threaded, laced, spirited into being. In the shade of the womb, your image imprinted, your glory bestowed. Never have I been a mystery to you. Never have I been less than fully known, fully loved. Before my eyes saw light, you saw me. Before I learned to keep time, you peered into my future, scribed the arc of my life on the tablet of your heart. Is it true that the King of heaven and earth thinks of me? It is. How often, Lord? Too often to number. Too frequently to count. Why should I be graced with such an honor? Because you are my beloved, and I delight to show you mercy. Are you with me every moment of every day? I am. Still, there are those who resist you, rebuke you, curse your kingdom, mock your mercy. I turn my face from them, wash my hands clean of them. For there will be a day of reckoning when all the enemies of God will reap what they have sown, while the beloved of God will enter your everlasting joy. Purify my heart. Cleanse my mind, sanctify my soul, renew my strength as I sojourn on your path, safe in the knowledge that I am known by